It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Oh, boy. I died, as you can see from my phone slipping from where I had it.
As soon as we start recording, you drop your phone. Well done.
It's
a nice ceiling you've got, though.
It's a real lack of professionalism, is what it is.
We should really be better than this, I think. We've been doing this for 102 weeks. Get with the picture.
It's time for me to grow up.
I think so.
I have a lot of learning to do.
Anyway, how you doing?
I'm good, man. It's not fucking million degrees out anymore, so that's good.
Yeah. It's real nice. Real nice weather. Just talk about the weather to open this one up, huh? How nice it is outside.
Yeah. Oh, really beautiful day out there, huh?
Pretty good. Pretty nice. Say it's about 69 degrees.
Oh, the sex temperature.
It is a good temperature.
It's a good temperature. I like it.
It's pretty nice. Cool. All right. Well, hey, Thomas. Here's my question for you in this afternoon. Did you watch Survivor Triple H last night?
I did. I'm just excited that it's time to play the game, finally.
It's time to play the game.
It's all about the game and how you play it. It's all about control and if you can take it. It's all about regrets and if you can pay it. It's all about pain and who's... I don't even remember what the rest of these lyrics are. Yep.
You did more than I could remember.
I'm Jeff Probst. I'm the game and you don't want to play me.
Do you think that the real Triple H gets mad at Jeff Probst when he refers to himself as the game?
Yeah. The He's king.
Like, that's my name.
I'm the game, the king of kings, the cerebral assassin, Jeff Probst.
I'm the authority.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm married to Stephanie McMahon. What if Jeff
the
Probst
ass,
later
the
in life
ass
just
kicker,
took
Jeff
over Triple
Probst,
H's...
I stole your wife.
Triple H is a real life cuck.
Triple H.
I'm Jeff Probst.
I'm Jeff Probst, a true alpha. Triple H is a beta cuck.
This week's episode was called I'm Not Crazy, I'm Confident. What do you think of that episode title?
I think it's a mistake is what it is.
You think it was a mistake to call the episode that?
I don't think it was a mistake to call the episode that. I think that it was a mistake for any person to say it ever.
Oh, yeah. No, you should definitely avoid that terminology when you're playing Survivor, the
also,
game.
Also, it's almost a Rob Thomas song quote, which I think we referenced in a previous episode.
I think we should reference it in every episode.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah,
I'm just
a little confident.
Well, I know. Right now, you can't tell. Stay a while, maybe, and then you'll see.
Difference
pretty
out
smooth
me.
Outside. It's another great Rob Thomas song I know you love. Yeah.
Man, it's somebody... a hot one. That's what I was saying last week.
Yeah. This episode starts... This season starts, I should say. I keep forgetting this is the first episode of the season. Starts with everybody on a ship, as they do sometimes, full of supplies, and Jeff Probst explains that this season's theme is heroes, healers, hustlers. And everyone says, okay. You know, there's three types of people in the world. Healers, heroes who are never healers, and hustlers who also are never doctors. Jeff tells them that each tribe has a boat in the water that they can load supplies onto and then row to the beach and light a torch. First team to light their torch gets a fire making kit. Second gets flint. But also on the ship is a secret advantage. Ryan, your favorite guy from the Hustler tribe, finds the secret advantage and grabs it. And then they
Did you
all
know that
jump in the...
Ryan never fucks?
I think that's very obvious by his face and sense of style and personality.
I, the whole time when he was basically just like, oh, man, first time women's ever wanted to look at me without her face melting off.
Yeah, which was like a weird like character introduction line, I think.
It's the first time a woman's ever shaken my hand or looked at me without running away screaming.
He was like, hey, I'm real awkward and nerdy.
Would you say that he's adorkable?
Yeah, I can't wait to see his stint on the last season of New Girl. Ooh, I'm really excited for his spinoff of New Girl, New Boy.
Yeah.
Where it's adorkable. Just this season.
Yeah, the tagline is adorkable, more like unporkable.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch that show. Immediately after Young Sheldon. Another great show. We should start a podcast about Young Sheldon, I think. You know Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory?
Yes, our new overlord.
He's the one that goes zoinks.
Our new overlord, Young Sheldon.
They made another show about him, but this time he's young. Because, you know, age ain't nothing but a number.
I feel really bad for the kid that is playing Young Sheldon, but only kind of bad because I'm sure he's getting paid a lot of money to do it. But,
yeah, sure.
You know how, like, all of the promo stuff for it, where it's him, like, doing, like, cool poses, and he just looks like the biggest fucking idiot, like, annoying piece of shit on the planet?
Are they presenting him as a cool dude?
Well, you're supposed to, you like Sheldon, is the thing.
Oh, are you supposed to like Sheldon? Because I want to murder him.
We all love Sheldon. Bazinga. Everyone loves
Bazinga.
It.
It's a great program.
It's good, and we all like it.
So I should also like Young Sheldon, or...
Yes.
Because I thought Sheldon was a big old nerd who never fucks. Does Young Sheldon fuck?
Okay, Young Sheldon, I'm assuming, doesn't fuck, because that would be illegal, but, I think...
Age ain't nothing but a number, baby.
I think the elder Sheldon, the Shelder, I believe he has fucked. I think he is, at this point in the show, a confirmed sex haver. I may be wrong.
Good for him. So proud of our boy Sheldon. Middle-aged Sheldon. Is he middle-aged now? How long has that show been?
How old is Jim Parsons? Jim Parsons is 85 years old.
He looks good. Jim Parsons gets the advantage. Healers make it to the beach first and light their torch. Heroes take second place. And the hustlers are not good at rowing the boat, and Jeff Probst says the hustlers still trying to figure out what show they're on.
Hey, like, hey,
great line, Jeffrey.
Got him.
Good joke. Then we go over to the healers tribe, and Joe says he's ready to manipulate the hustlers because they all have big hearts.
Sure.
Okay. Sure, Joe.
They all have enlarged hearts that could kill them at any moment.
Yeah. And I'll be the last one surviving. That's the name of the show. On the Heroes
Maybe you've
tribe,
heard of it.
Maybe you've heard of Survivor.
It's a little thing I like to call Survivor.
I am, for one, very excited for... This has very little to do with Joe Mina, not to be confused with John Cena. But I'm so excited for when they cast somebody who... was born after the premiere of Survivor. Because it hasn't happened yet, but within the next few years it will...
It's coming.
It's coming.
What year did it premiere?
Just like
in 2000?
Sheldon.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, 2018 I think is when people are going to start being eligible. Unless someone lies, right? Because didn't Julia lie about her age in order to get on?
Did she? I know Mila Kunis did to get on the 70s show.
To get on a lot of people to get on the 70s show?
Yeah, it was called I Love Lucy. Was that show even on in the 70s? Wasn't it like the 50s?
No, it wasn't.
Who cares? Who cares about television?
Yeah, she lied to get on Three's Company.
I can't believe that she's so old now. She looks like she's about 30-something. Yeah, so over on the Heroes Tribe,
man,
JP...
She's Rugrats all grown up.
We need to do a Rugrats show, I think. Every program deserves a podcast. It's the way of the world in the 21st century.
Sure.
I went, speaking of the 21st century, I went to a bar last night, and...
Yeah, that thing that is unique to the 21st century.
Yeah, they've never...
No one went to bars before this. 2000. Everyone's mind was blown by the show Cheers, because it took place in a bar, and people didn't know what that was.
What is this?
You know, like how on Star Trek, where, you know, they would have stuff that people, you know, people would praise their foresight for, like, you know, automatic doors and stuff like that? Like,
yeah.
Cheers was like that for bars.
It was, yeah. Nobody, everybody was like, what is this? I've only ever been to a laundromat and my own home. And church.
The only, yeah, and church.
Don't forget about church. It's 1954 and everyone goes to church.
Yep, yeah, 1954 when Cheers started.
I think so, yeah. And then, they said, you know what, we should recreate this, but have it, like, even more sports themed.
Sure.
And there should be dancing. But God forbid it's ever on the street level. It should always be in a basement.
Yes, obviously.
People forget about that. People forget Cheers was in a basement of an Italian restaurant. I didn't forget, though. I remembered. Never forget. Cheers existed
yeah,
in a basement.
I'm just imagining the eagle with the single tear running down its, you know, down its cheek as, like... Or, be-
yeah,
or beak, I guess, living. Running down its beak. They don't. I don't think they
right,
have cheeks,
sure.
But...
Up for debate.
Sure.
But anyway, continue.
Yeah. Anyway, and then you just see, like, the Cheers bar superimposed under it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. When are they going to bring back Cheers? They just brought back Will and Grace. We need a Cheers reboot.
Sure do.
They should really do a Cheers reunion on The Good Place. Because they've got one person on there. And it's on NBC. Just
yeah,
like
these,
Cheers was.
These are all good reasons.
There has yet to be a basement on The Good Place, I don't think. So where are they going to put Cheers is what I'm saying.
You know, like, inquiring minds want to know.
There's a lot of issues I have with The Good Place. Mainly, it's not Cheers.
It's a problem. It's a real
it's
problem.
The
and
it's
I wish
the same
that they
issue I have
it.
With Young Sheldon. Yeah. I wish Kristen Bell would open up every episode saying, we're sorry this isn't Cheers. That show is over. It's been over for 20 years. Over for 20
over,
Cheers.
Yeah, yep, life. You beat me to it.
But here's something else we've created. I hope you enjoy it. And the curtain raises and Ted Danson goes, hi, you might remember me from Cheers. This is a different show.
I feel obligated to inform you that you are not watching the show Cheers.
And then it's just 22 minutes of them saying, this is not Cheers.
Guys, it
is a great idea for a show.
It isn't Cheers.
That's why 2.5 Men never got off the ground, because they never referenced Cheers. They were like, we're our own thing. It's like, why aren't you just apologizing for not being Cheers?
Yeah, this is the show that people have been waiting for a long time. And
Cheers.
You're really fucking it up not giving them what they want, which is
yeah.
to be apologized to for the show not being Cheers.
Yeah. We're sorry that we ended Cheers. Everyone was just so tired and we didn't want to introduce new characters. So it doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, I know that obviously she wasn't on the show, but the thought came to me. Rosario Dawson, more like we're sorry-o Dawson.
Yeah, she could introduce every season or every episode of Cheers, or not Cheers rather, and say, "Hi, I'm Rosario Dawson, here to say we're sorry-o Dawson that this isn't Cheers."
Okay, what happened on this fucking show?
So on the Heroes Tribe, JP and Ashley talk about wanting to rope in Ben to their alliance. Ben was a Marine, remember? Ben and Alan want to bring in JP and Ashley into their alliance. Seems like a perfect match. Are You the One? Season 6, airing currently on MTV. But Alan notices that JP and Ashley have gotten pretty close pretty quickly and wants to break them up before they become a power couple. They call themselves the Core Four, and they call the other two people, Chrissy and Katrina,
the Mom Squad.
On the tribe, the Mom Squad. So good.
I thought that was really good.
Such a good alliance name. Over on the Hustlers tribe, Allie talks to Pat, and they wonder who found the secret advantage, if there was one on the ship. Allie and Pat are the two who went to college together, but then neither of them mentions it throughout the entire episode. Which I
thought they would.
I figured they would. Like, Allie acted like she had never met this guy before, but Whatever. Not important.
We were clear. We were being worked.
Yeah. No, I do not appreciate it. This is worse than being lied to about a show being Cheers. Ryan sneaks off into the jungle. Ryan, aka the Jim Parsons of this CBS show. He sneaks off into the jungle and unwraps his advantage. The advantage is an immunity super idol that can only be used at the first tribal council and can be read after the votes are read, or used after the votes are read, I should say. If his tribe wins immunity, he has to gift the idol to somebody on the losing tribe. I don't think they've ever done this first immunity or first tribal only thing.
It's before. A very interesting one.
I think I like it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Over on the healer's tribe, Mike starts looking for the hidden immunity idol, and then Joe confronts him and tells him that everybody is suspect of him. Both of these dudes are playing way too hard, way too early, and they're neither of them are going to make it to the end.
No, it's very obnoxious when people do this. It's like, you can't... Yeah. Like, you can't just be, like, constantly playing all the time.
Yeah. Like, you gotta ease your way into it. Nobody's ever won who is, like, I don't know, the main character from episode one. And you would think that,
Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn has never won.
Qui-Gon Jinn never won.
Yeah, the main character from episode one, he's never won.
Yeah, exactly. He would have won, though. He would have Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon would have won.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Hashtag Qui-Gon would have won.
Over on the Hustlers tribe, Ryan tells Devin about his advantage in an effort to build trust. So here's an alliance for you. The nerdy guy and the secretly nerdy guy.
Yeah, so, sure.
Big fan of this grouping.
Who is the secretly nerdy guy in this?
Devin. He's the guy who looks like the, like, strung out surfer dude.
Oh,
that's actually very smart.
Yeah,
he's an early favorite. I think he is the prototypical survivor winner, so
sure,
look out for him.
Yeah,
I have no issue with him. He seems
fine. I like him just fine.
Yeah. Over on the heroes tribe, Alan doesn't trust JP and Ashley. He confronts JP about having an idol. I don't know where he got this idea, but there it is. JP takes off his pants to prove he does not have an idol. He literally stripped naked to prove he didn't have an idol. That's never happened before.
What if he stripped this naked guy, and the idol was wrapped around his penis? And he was like, oh no!
Oh fuck, I forgot I had it. I thought it was just super hard. Yeah, I think the last time somebody got naked on TV to prove something, or got naked on Survivor, rather, was, like, season two, when those two women, like, stripped naked for some cookies or something for a reward.
Wasn't
challenge.
It for, like, peanut butter?
Peanut butter and chocolate, yeah, classic. Classic Survivor moment from 2001. Never forget. JP says that the drama Alan causes might not be worth his strength. And then Ashley calls him a liability.
It's a little
not looking good for your guy.
No, but I also think that's dumb because it's a little early to be talking like that. Like, you're in a tribe. If they're mm-hmm. strong, then that means you're not going to go to tribal council.
But guess what?
Yeah, they do, though.
They do, though. So they go into the immunity challenge. They have to climb a cargo net to the top of a tower, where they then have to pull a large cart up some tracks, and then everyone has to hop into the cart and ride down the track into, like, what was it, a pile of, like, sand or something?
Something like that.
Which I thought that was a fun little part. Totally unnecessary, but fun. At the end of the track, they get to pick one of three mazes. The first tribe gets first pick, and so on. They then take their chosen map up another tower, where they have to successfully roll three balls through the maze. The healers win, and the hustlers also win. And then Chrissy from the healers tribe, right? She vomits. No, she's from the heroes tribe. Too many people. This show should only be, like, 10 people at a time.
Yep. Going back to the, you know, like, not losing to not go to tribal thing, like, the heroes did make it to the end part first. They just picked by far the worst maze to go through.
Yeah, they were the first people to pick the maze. So why did you pick the most difficult one? It doesn't make sense.
I don't understand. I really don't.
They picked the one that had, like, a bunch of turns in it and stuff, but, like, had very sturdy edges, so, like, the ball wouldn't fall as easily. I thought that was what their thinking was, but it didn't work out for them, obviously. That was one track that had a few holes in the walls seemed like the go-to.
Yeah, the one-track one was the best one, because it had, like, at least you could balance it on one side, and it would shift back and forth, but, like, obviously it was the best one since they won easily.
Yeah, I don't understand why the first two tribes did not pick that one. Back at camp, the core four of the Heroes tribe talk about who they want to take out. And then later, Alan grabs Chrissy and Katrina and pulls in Ben to see if it would be better for the two of them to go with the mom squad. And as they are preparing for tribal council, Chrissy looks in her bag and notices the super idol, which can only be used at this tribal council after the votes are read. But before we get into that, we've got to talk about some wildlife shots.
Yeah!
Finally, we've got a bunch of wildlife shots again. Let's hope they don't do what they've done the past couple of seasons, where they blow them all real quick and then have, like, one bird the entire episode in the season.
That wouldn't be ideal.
But I was happy with this crop of animals this time. Because it's been a while since we've had a good amount. We got a bird, obviously. We got a couple different types of birds. Herons. We got a rat. We got some fish, obviously. Got a walking stick.
Yeah.
Which are also called...
I like walking sticks.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're officially called phasmids.
Sure.
Phasmids. Also called leaf insects. And sometimes called ghost insects.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
Survivor ghost insects.
I was going to say, I'm going to save discussion of the walking stick animal until Ghost Island. Because also in this
going to table this.
Yeah. In about 6 months, we'll talk about the ghost insects known as walking sticks. First time ever, at least in my memory, we got a shot.
First time, long time.
We got a humpback whale.
Oh, yeah, that was really neat. I remember that.
I was so excited. I literally let out an excited yell when I saw that. I was like, oh, my God. It was like whale watching, but I didn't expect it to be, you know? So I appreciated that. The humpback whale live almost everywhere there is water on the earth, except for the Great Lakes, the Mediterranean Sea, and the very far northern reaches of the globe.
I wish that we had them in the Great Lakes.
How cool would that be?
I'm assuming they're saltwater only, which is probably why.
Well, yeah, yeah. But they're not in the Mediterranean Sea either. I guess that's probably harder to get to for such a large animal. What do you think would happen if you shuttled a humpback whale to the Great Lakes and let it swim there? Do you think it would just die?
I don't know.
Because there's not salt?
I mean, probably not, because they're a mammal. Like, I think they'd be okay.
Then why do they only exist in salt water?
I don't know.
Thomas, why don't you know this? Are you looking up why there aren't humpback whales in... Okay. Well, this is homework for next week. I'm going to look it up. We'll talk about it for wildlife shots next week. It was first discovered in 1756, which seems wild to me. Like, can you imagine being on a boat in the 1700s and be like, I'm going to catch a fish and feed my family. Everybody just saying all the time in the 1700s.
And it's like something
it was
that
like,
big.
Whoa, a real life dinosaur. Also, did they know about dinosaurs in the 1700s?
I don't think they did.
Well then, they had no idea what they were looking at. A monster, probably. Did they know monsters existed
in
the 1700s?
Yes, I believe they would call them monsters.
Nice. Males are 43 to 46 feet long. Females are 49 to 52 feet in length, but the longest on record was 89 feet long. No, you have no reaction to that. That's a,
I mean, I feel look, like that's that, Jake, that's long for some people, but, you know, some of us are, you know, some real physical specimens, so.
I feel like you'll die if you're saying your dick is longer than 89 feet long. That seems like it would be not fun
Ain't
at all.
Ain't dead yet.
I guess so. Good for you. Ugh. Gross.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
That would be the most painful thing. If your dick is like normal size, but then when you get hard, it's 90
feet
long.
Yeah, yeah. When it happens, when I get an erection, you've never seen it happen before, but I just thankfully that I just go, and then it, yeah.
Your dick goes super
slow. Didn't you notice last time you visited my apartment that there was like a giant hole in the wall?
Yeah, I did notice that. I didn't.
Yeah, that's from that's from the one time that I got an erection there, and it just went and shot through the door.
Every time you go on a date, you're like, "We need to go to the woods, though."
Yeah, we can't be in any confined spaces. I could kill you.
Do not hit on me. Let's stop talking about your football feet. Let's stop talking about your football feet. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's a whole different subject entirely.
We'll talk about that at Wildlife Shots next week. Did you know that humpback whale's milk is 50% fat and is also pink?
I bet it's fucking delicious.
I kind of do want to try it. Do you think it is?
I feel like that's like an ostrich egg where it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Imagine eating it. It's probably disappointing if you actually eat it, but...
It probably doesn't taste good, but I would love to try it. It probably tastes like unfiltered, like, goat cheese, or uncultured goat cheese. I don't know anything about
it. I mean, goat cheese is fucking delicious, so.
I love goat cheese.
I don't know if I want to drink goat cheese, though, is the thing.
Yeah, probably not. Ooh, melt it down, though.
Mm.
Like a goat cheese,
like
queso dip.
Goat cheese fondue.
Yeah, oh, fuck, that
sounds
so good.
Little chèvre fondue.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, this is a cooking show now where we just talk about foods that would be really good if they existed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't do any cooking, so I guess I shouldn't have called it a cooking
show. Neither
of
us know how to cook, but we have very active imaginations.
Yeah.
We're food imagineers.
The lifespan of a humpback whale is anywhere from 45 to 100 years old.
Damn!
So, like a human in that way. When it comes to courting, males will gather into what are called competition groups around a female and fight for their right to mate with her.
Okay, so this
party.
Is like Survivor, except for trying to fuck.
Yeah.
They have to divide up into tribes, and then they get to compete.
And then when there's only like 10 or 12 of them left, they merge, and then it's a singles game. They are a friendly species and have been witnessed protecting other animals from killer whale attacks.
Witness protecting? They give other animals
like
a new identity.
Protecting.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Larry the Cable Guy.
No, that's cool, though. They protect
humpback
other animals.
Whale enthusiast. Yeah, I think that's great. I already thought that humpback whales were very cool. And then I read the Wikipedia article and
nice.
I was like, oh, yeah.
They're just
yeah,
nice.
They're just nice animals.
They're like the opposite of dolphins, where dolphins are fucking assholes. Good porpoises and bad porpoises. That's I think what we have here.
Good porpoises and bad porpoises. That's my favorite sitcom. Sorry, it's not Cheers. Individuals may sing continuously for more than 24 hours.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The song they sing is dependent on the region they are from, and every whale from that region sings the same song. I didn't know that. I think that's really interesting.
That is very interesting.
And their song, like, evolves over time. I think that's cool. They also make other noises to communicate, such as grunts, groans, snorts, and barks.
Sure.
I think that's pretty good. That's it for the humpback whale, the greatest animal to have ever existed.
It's an extremely cool animal.
Yeah. I was very happy when... We got that shot like 3 minutes into the episode too. I was like, oh, thank God I don't have to look up another bird. I know that animal. That's a humpback whale. I've seen those before. Have you ever been whale watching?
I've not.
Me neither. We should go.
I would love to.
Well, once we get those whales into the Great Lakes, maybe we can. I wonder about that. If we could
this
actually...
This is my new life's work, is getting whales into the Great Lakes.
Wasn't there some story a few years ago about somebody bringing over, like, salmon or something from Asia and putting them in the Great Lakes, and they were saltwater fish, but then they, like, adapted to freshwater?
Yeah, almost inevitably, watch, if we bring a humpback whale over, there'll be like 400,000 of them in the lakes, because it seems like that's how it always works. It's like they immediately become invasive species. Although, actually, that'd be good, because I think whales are probably, like, they're not endangered, are they?
No, they, well, humpback whales, at least, are of least concern on the endangered list.
Okay, yes. So maybe we gotta bring, like, blue whales or something to the Great Lakes.
Honestly, any kind of whale. Maybe not orcas.
No, they're a little, yeah, that would, they would just destroy everything. Yeah. In that they would be the bad kind of invasive species.
Yeah, but a humpback whale, because, like, they eat some fish, and that's about it. I think that's fine. I think humpback whales will be fine. If any scientists listen to this show, you can email us and we'll figure something out so we can get humpback whales in the Great Lakes. Did you watch last night at gmail.com is our email. Okay. Let's talk about this tribal council.
Sure.
Okay. Chrissy and Katrina say they feel left out. Alan says he won't back down about the hidden immunity idol and says, episode title, I'm not crazy, I'm confident. And then he says that everybody's gunning for Katrina. Then everybody goes to vote, and Jeff reads the votes, and first one's for Katrina. Then Ashley, then Katrina, Katrina, Katrina. Remember, Chrissy, though, is aligned with Katrina and has that super idol that she can only use for this tribal council. So the camera looks at her, she looks around, and does not use the idol. So now she just has an idol in her possession that has no use.
Yeah, I don't really know why that happened.
I think that she can play it off as a hidden immunity idol later in the game to gain trust from a fellow competitor.
That is a good point, and also, I guess, maybe not trying to put too much heat on yourself.
Yep.
Like, because if you save her the 1 week, then immediately, like, both of you are on the chopping block.
Exactly, and... yeah. And I believe that she also voted for Katrina, so she's like, you know what? I'm not going down with this fight. Don't call me Dido.
Yeah. More like died no.
More like died no, yes. And that's the end of the episode. Do you want to tally up points?
Yes, let's.
Okay, Thomas, you scored 4 points this first week. All three of your people from all three tribes survived the episode. Alan surprisingly survived, Rourke survived, and Allie survived. And the healers won immunity, so you got 4 points overall. I got 2 points for people surviving. Desi and Simone both survived. Healers won immunity, and the reward, as I told you last week, was indeed Flint and not... what did you say it was going to be? Shelter tools?
Yeah, I think that's what I said.
No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be Flint. So, I also got 4 points. So, it's a tie game so far.
Yeah, and it probably won't continue that way because I still got them sweet points coming from all three.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You have more chances for your person getting voted out than I do at this point, so...
That's... okay.
I'm just saying...
That's one way... That's one bad way to look... That's one bad way to look at it.
You got a better chance of one of your people to be voted out than I do.
Okay, that's, like, a stupid way to look at it, but like, for dumb people...
If the heroes go back to Tribal Council next week, I'm fine. I'm not going to lose any points off of that. You might, though. You got a 1 in 5 shot at, your person getting voted out.
You're literally cutting like a Scott Steiner promo on me right now.
I don't know what that is. Who's Scott Steiner? Is he a wrestler?
He's the greatest Survivor contestant of all time.
All right, let's predict some things for next week. Who do you think will win immunity?
I think that the heroes come back and win immunity this time.
Mm, people love a comeback story. I think that the hustlers will win immunity.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think will win the reward
challenge? I think that they're going to be the same again, so I'm just going to say that heroes will also win that.
Mm, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm going to say the... You said heroes? I'll say healers. Yeah, this is a bad tribe breakdown.
Yep.
You can't have two tribes that have almost the same name when you're pronouncing them.
Yeah, put those tribes on the challenge, almost same names.
Please, yes. Speaking of which, they're filming the Challenge 31 right now. It's a good-looking cast. Based on the rumors.
It's a real fuckable cast.
I mean, Corey's there, so you know it will be.
Hell yeah.
What do you think the reward for this next challenge will be?
I am gonna... Because it didn't happen last week, I think it is more likely that the shelter stuff will be mm-hmm. this week.
Okay. I think... What do they have early on in the season? I think it'll be fishing gear. Yeah, fishing gear.
Okay.
Who do you think will be voted out?
I think that the hustlers are going to be the losing tribe.
Okay, who will be voted out, though? You can't vote out an entire tribe.
I will say that... Is it Ryan?
Yeah, the creepy dude. Young Sheldon, the young Sheldon of
this show. I think that young Sheldon will be voted out.
Okay, I think that... Your man, Alan Ball, will be voted out.
Okay.
I think that's everything for predictions. Okay. You know what? I think that we should continue tweeting at Jeff Probst and CBS and... Well, who's the other guy? Mark Burnett. About Eric Reichenbach's idea for Survivor Alaska, because I am very into that idea.
It is a good idea.
Eric's plan is to tweet at them every time Survivor is airing, which is Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. And if you live on the West Coast, I don't know how time works over there.
Yeah,
so
who gives a shit?
Yeah, why don't you listen to Best Coast, you fucking nerds. In the meantime, use the hashtag TJ and Survivor. We want to see the host of the challenge take a break and be on Survivor. Maybe when The Miz is hosting the challenge, Champs versus Stars.
Yeah, he finally has some free time.
Maybe he'll be on Ghost Island. He won't be. The cast has already been announced. But maybe the next season, which has not been announced yet.
I think my dream would be for TJ, when Jeff is out doing host stuff, to go up next to him.
And just, like, shadow him?
And act like he's hosting?
Yeah. Just study.
Be like, okay, guys. I got your immunity challenge now.
You're all great competitors. Really proud of all of you. Have you been keeping up with the season of the challenge?
No.
Now that we've stopped talking about it? It's fine. It's gotten away from itself. Not that it really was ever...
Is Leroy still there?
Of course. Leroy's going to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
They didn't even have an elimination this week. They ended
God,
with
why do they keep doing this?
They ended with nominations. I don't know. It's just structure, MTV. That's all we're asking for. Okay, you can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN, or me personally, if you only like half of the people on this podcast. Jake Shadell is my name.
You can follow me at TomNotTom. Jake, it's October. Have you changed your handle to something spooky?
I haven't yet. I need to do that. I think last year I was Jake Shy-Hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to come up with something different this year.
Maybe. Mine is number one spooky Dracula.
I saw that. I think that's pretty good. Maybe I could change my name to Drizzy Drake Obergram Shidell, because he's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta think about it. I've only got till the rest of today to figure it out. Do you have any ideas for me? It's gotta be a pun, you know? I mean, it doesn't have to, but I want it to be.
No, I got nothing, man.
Great. Great, great, great. All right. Well, in the meantime, I don't know.
I'll just have
my own name. Yeah. You can email us again at didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. Again, if you're a scientist and know anything about humpback whales in freshwater, let us know. We want this project to happen. You can shoot us a review on iTunes. 5 stars for that one.
5 stars, please.
And, oh, Triple H season. So we've adjusted our sign-off. Do you remember from last week what you said?
Oh, I do remember that.
Okay. Have a great summer.
Trips.